I think you said the first thing you did a car show, and I think you said you made $800 in your first day at that car show.
You know, I ended up grossing $800 that day with $140 of expenses, and it was awesome.
Yep.
It was just, I couldn't believe it. It was, you know, pardon my French, it was like selling crack or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. So, I mean, if you start averaging that all out, that's well over $100 an hour, or right under.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of people that can make that kind of money and doing what they love, or just having fun doing what they're doing.
Exactly. Hey everybody, this is Steve at Hot Dog Cart Radio. Today we're talking with Steve Coronado. Steve's from Roswell, New Mexico, home of the aliens, right, Steve?
That's correct.
I remember hearing all about the alien autopsy a few years ago. That's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, Steve started a hot dog cart there in Roswell, and he's been quite successful. He shot me an email and told me about how he was doing, and I think you said the first thing you did a car show, and I just think you said you made $800 in your first day at that car show.
That's correct. It was $800
awesome.
That I grossed.
That is great. How'd you decide to get into the business?
Well, you know, I had a couple of friends in the business, and they weren't too successful in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen something in it, and I said, I can do this, and I started doing my research like anyone else, and it was pretty tough at first, but I finally got me a cart, and I found it for the right price, and I think I'm heading on the right path.
Yeah, it sounds like it for sure. How long have you been doing it?
This is actually, with the festival over the weekend, this is actually my second venue that I've done.
Okay.
The first one I did was for my family, just to get the cart going and learn temperatures, and then we went ahead and did the car show.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. I always recommend that everybody practice on family and friends first and get all the bugs worked out before you really get out there in front of customers.
And it sure worked for me. It surely did.
Yeah, very good. So are you planning on going into this full-time, or are you going to keep it part-time and doing festivals and things like that?
Well, you know, it's up in the air. It's been really good these first couple of shots out that I've had, and I would eventually like to expand and have a few carts. I'm not afraid because we're in a rural area, but I really think it would be successful just for the fact that no one has ever been in this area, and I really feel, like I said, though, the few dudes that did start, they just didn't cut it. They didn't look the type. They were just out there trying to sell hot dogs, and they didn't care about the people,
right,
or what they thought about the product. So
So
I went ahead and said, well, I'm going to do it, and it seems like I'm a hit, and people are already talking about my hot dogs, so I'm really happy about it.
That's very cool. I had sort of the same experience when I started my business out in rural Missouri. When I started, nobody had ever seen a hot dog cart out there before, and the novelty, I think, is really a key to, or can be a big part of your success to opening a hot dog cart out in a rural area. It generates a lot of conversation, and you get a lot of word of mouth. People say, hey, this guy's got a hot dog cart over there. Go check it out.
And that's for sure, because Roswell had never seen one, and I think it really just, people were just amazed by it. Walking up to something like that around here, I were a little bit, you know, out of the time, they say, because it takes a lot of time for things to get our way, only because we're so small.
Mm-hmm.
Our town is only 50,000, I think, you know, if
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was something new for people to get used to.
Yeah, that's very cool. Looking through your pictures here again, I love this one you sent me. What was the name of the festival? The Alien UFO Festival? What was that called?
It was a 62 annual UFO festival, and yeah, it was just awesome. It was hot and humid, but it was fun. And I think if you don't have fun doing this, then you probably shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah,
because it is grueling, but it is fun. And I think what helped is that I did have prior restaurant experience, and so I'm pretty familiar with all the the food aspects. Yeah, and I know customer service, so I think that's what helps me through it.
What kind of restaurant experience did you have?
I worked as a cook when I was younger. When I first turned 18, I worked as a line chef. I worked as a steak cook, so you know, just being familiar with it helped a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And going back to what you were saying earlier about your buddies who tried it and didn't put everything they had into it, that's another real key to success. Anybody listening to this right now, pay attention, because most people look at the hot dog cart business and they see easy money. And that does tend to attract a certain type of person. And I've been asked on more than one occasion, how come there's so many used hot dog carts out there? Well, the reason is it looks easy. And once you get up and running, and if you do it right, it is relatively easy. You know, there's always kinks to get worked out when you first start. But a lot of people think, well, I'm just going to get a hot dog cart and go out there and sit around and, you know, just sell a couple of hot dogs and make some money. And they show up with holes in their T-shirts and they're not shaved and, you know, to be successful in this business, all you really have to do is show up on time, be where you say you're going to be, look clean, be presentable, talk to the customers, be a nice guy, and you're going to be ahead of 90% of your competition.
That's correct. Again, these guys have started out. They had really nice-looking carts, all-American hot dog cart, and you know, pretty nice carts. I mean, those are top of the line. But again, it was their appearance, the way they handled themselves, the inconsistency. They just weren't sticking around. You know, one actually tried to sell me the cart. Had I not already paid for my cart and was waiting for it to be shipped, I probably would have bought one and saved myself a lot of money.
Yeah. It's a good strategy. Well, maybe when you when you expand, maybe he'll still have it.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. He tried to eBay it and couldn't even get it sold. So,
yeah,
you know, I just don't know what it is. Poor guy.
Well, it sounds like you're doing it right.
I did. Again, you know, I do run a store. I'm a store manager, so I think a lot of my success is going to be based on that.
Okay.
I'm forced to be with customers, and I have to know customer service.
Right.
So, yeah, full-time is in the works. Again, it's just going to be starting out and getting my niche and getting my corner. Once I do that, then I can go ahead and expand on some carts.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you really don't have to go full-time in this if you don't want to either. There's a lot of people out there just doing festivals, doing weekend things, evening things, and you can really almost make full-time income doing part-time work with a hot dog cart.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, again, those festivals can be a little grueling. You know, being real new to it, it was really intense, but I just stuck in there. You know, it's just funny how people can change on you when they're waiting in a line and they want something. You know, but it's all good. It's all good. Like I said, I just hung in there and I just kept dishing them out. If I could get me one of those hot dog sleighs, which I'm on the way of getting, I think I'm going to speed up.
The next thing I wanted to talk to you about, maybe you get into a little bit of specifics about the events that you worked. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about them. We'll start with the car show. That was your debut event, I would say. And tell us, how did you find out about it? How did you go about getting into it? Were there any fees involved? Just kind of let people know, you know, what's involved in doing a local event like that.
Well, I know the guy that was actually running the event, and I believe it or not, I have a DJ service that that's pretty good. It's been making me some good money, but the hours are very late, so I wanted something I could do in the day. The guy actually approached me and asked me if I would DJ for him for this venue.
Mm-hmm.
I hesitated and said, you know, I can set up my equipment, but I would really like to set my hot dog cart out there. And he kind of just looked at me, you know, and I think he already had a bad taste in his mouth due to the other guys that had already been in town. And I just said, look, man, you know, give me a chance. I said, I have a good-looking cart. I showed him the cart, and he was very impressed at first. And I said, all I want is a chance to get in there. I said, I won't let you down. And he said, okay, if you agree to set up your stuff for a PA, I will let you in.
Cool.
So he agreed, and I agreed, and I got there, and we got set up, and I mean, it was a blast. People responded to me immediately. I don't know if it was the fact that I was actually one of the only vendors out there, but it was awesome. I mean, people were just lined up. It seemed like for miles to me.
Yeah, those lines look long from behind the cart, don't they?
They do. And I mean, my burnt arms steamed a couple of my fingers and trying to keep up with them. But, you know, I ended up grossing $800 that day with $140 of expenses, and it was awesome.
Yep.
It was just, I couldn't believe it. It was, you know, pardon my French, it was like selling crack or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
These people, they were hungry, they were thirsty, and believe it or not, I sold a lot of water, but the hot dogs, I was getting a lot of compliments on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, the dog, I used an all-premium, all-beef dog, which I was really scared of at first because of the cost. But that's what we're going to stick with, those premium ingredients. They know the difference. I fed some of my family, and they could tell the difference.
Oh, there is a big difference.
So if you're going to be in this business, do not hesitate and get the all-premium, all-beef, because people do know.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a distributor down there where you get your hot dogs from? What's your source?
I get them from Shamrock Foods, and unfortunately I work for Shamrock, so I'm able to get my product. I'm using an 6-inch, 8-to-1 skinless.
Yeah.
And then I'm using the quarter-pound skinless, and I believe the brand is Farmland is what we're getting.
Okay.
We tried the all-meat, and we tried the all-beef. Huge difference. Huge
yes.
Difference.
Yeah, definitely go with the beef, no doubt about it. Yeah, those Oscar Mayers are for kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, so you did the car show, and then the next thing was this great big 60-second annual Outer Space Guys thing. And this picture is awesome with the two aliens by your hot dog cart. That is totally cool.
Which I actually gave them free lunch, and they were really happy. Yeah, you just know not to charge the bosses is one thing I've already learned.
Yep.
But the lady there, the lady that actually runs it, agreed to let me set up out of a courtesy to her customers.
Cool.
She was very impressed with my professionalism, the fact that I was wearing a food safety hat and the gloves, and mm-hmm. and I kept changing shirts like every 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I have a shirt that I'm in the process of getting made for the business, but I just every 15 to 20 to 30 minutes I would switch out shirts due to the humidity.
Yeah.
And I think I really appreciate that because I stayed clean the whole time.
Great
I was presentable.
Too.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. I think that, you know, that's your restaurant. That is a
yes.
restaurant. And
oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to eat at a dirty restaurant.
That's a great point. It's got wheels on it, but it's still a restaurant. You're absolutely right.
True. And so, you know, it was grueling. It was hot. It was humid. I had second thoughts over it. You know, I even thought, my Lord, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when I sat back and looked at it, and I didn't even count my money for, you know, the whole time until the whole thing was over. But just looking at the satisfaction and a couple of the people walking up to me and just saying, man, that was the best hot dog I've ever had.
That's great.
That was worth it. That was the whole thing. I said, this is it. This is what I want. I was meant to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. That is a great feeling. We definitely experience that too. You know, then you get your regulars and they're coming two or three times a week and they tell all their friends about it, and It's nice. You know, the money's great. I mean, definitely I'm never going to complain about making a lot of money. But just being out there with the people and doing something that people really appreciate, and, you know, you're probably going to be the highlight of a lot of people's day. You know, come out to the hot dog cart and hang out and talk a little bit and grab a dog. It's just fun. It's a real fun business.
Part. Because when I had a chance, when I wasn't so busy, I was able to ask the people where they were from, what they were doing. It was great, and then the fact that I was a local helped a lot because I was able to give directions to people, and they just appreciated it.
Yeah.
You know, the overall experience, I made friends, not just customers, and it was neat.
That's cool.
You know, after the event, she walked up to me and said, you are welcome to set up every Saturday and Sunday here at the UFO Museum. I'm not going to charge you anything. Just keep your area clean and keep doing what you're doing, and we will have no problems.
Beautiful.
So, I was just flabbergasted when she said that, because you always expect that you're going to have to give something to get something.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I'm giving something, but I'm not, you know, I'm not having to give anything, and I'm getting everything in the world that I wanted.
Yeah, well, you're providing a service to her and her customers too. I mean, there's no food at the museum, I'm sure, and people come there hungry, and you know you're there to serve them the food. So you're providing value, you know, not through monetary means, not through paying her rent, but you are definitely providing value to her customers.
That's correct, and I think the hot dog experience was just kind of neat. These people that come to Roswell are from big cities, so they see these carts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were surprised when they actually seen one in Roswell, and, wow, this is neat. So they're already used to that experience, and I'm glad that I was able to give it to them and know that, hey, even people in small towns can give you that wonderful experience.
Yep, very cool. So I am assuming it was a profitable festival for you, too.
It was. I grossed, I believe, $920. My expenses were a little under 180.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to gross 740, I believe, is what my gross was in 2 days. I felt that the car show was a lot better. But again, you know, the experience that I got and you know, just being there is just priceless.
Yeah, well, still, $750 on a weekend beats sitting home watching TV, huh?
I don't know a lot of people that can make that kind of money and doing what they love or just having fun doing what they're doing.
Exactly. And it's, you know, people go to college for 4 years and rack up $60,000 in student loans and come out making $35,000 a year. And it's kind of seems a little bit crazy when, you know, you're out there making $100 an hour and your total education was reading my book, Carts of Cash, right?
That's it. Because when I first got into it, I mean, I'm going to be very honest and frank. I didn't know about your book when I had already ordered the cart.
Uh-huh.
I stumbled on your Easy Build cart, which that's going to be my next cart.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, that's what we need to do. You know, why go out and spend a ton of money when you don't have to and you get the same value? You know, it's a tool, and as long as your tool is clean and good, then you're going to be able to put out those dogs for those people.
That's words of wisdom, Steve. So any tips or tricks that you would tell somebody who's just getting started?
Just be patient. Be very, very patient. Be very clean and just care for your customer and do what they want. And once you do that, success comes with the territory. You know, if you do something well, people can see that you're doing something well and they're going to respond to that. Always keep a smile and just do what you can and stay professional as you can, because it can get grueling and it's hard and people are very demanding when it comes to their food.
Yeah, yeah. So what you put into it is what you get out of it.
That's true.
All right, Steve. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on Hot Dog Cart Radio and talking with me, and keep in touch, and definitely I want to hear how well you're doing in the future.
Always, Steve, always, and I'm going to stay on that newsletter. It's invaluable. Anybody new needs to subscribe to this thing. They need to be loyal to the website and listen to what people have to say. Take a little bit from everyone and do what you can for yourself.
Very good. All right, Steve, take care.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, bye now.